Welcome home, hon. Come on in. Here, let me take your jacket. Why don't you just sit down on the couch, okay? You left for work before I got up this morning. So, I didn't get a chance to wish you a happy birthday. Even worse, you stayed late again. Of all days to do that, today just happened to be one of them. Gosh, you look so tense, too. I know you've been working hard lately, but now I'm starting to worry it may be a bit too hard. What's been going on? What are you doing at work? They're making you do mandatory overtime? And putting most of the work on you? Babe, you need to tell them that they're making you do too much. You're already doing enough there as is. But now... God, that's unbelievable. Every day this week and almost all of last week, you've come home either exhausted or damn near close to it. No, I don't want to hear it. I know work is important, but your health is more important. What good would it be if you keep coming home every day like this? You'll eventually burn yourself out. And then what? You won't want to do anything. Look, you need to prioritize your health above everything else. And being that I'm your partner, I'm gonna help you. I want to help you relax and take the load off your shoulders. And I'm not going to take no for an answer either. All right? Good. Now, I'll go get the massage oil from the bathroom, and I want you to have your shirt off. Don't worry about a single thing. Tonight, I'm in control. Okay, I have the oil. I also brought this towel for you to sit on in case I accidentally spill some. And gloves so that the oil stays off my hands. I have a cake that I'm still decorating for you. I don't want this oil anywhere on it. Come. Sit between my legs. I'll be able to reach your whole back a lot better. Not usually how I like you between my legs. But I'm not opposed to this either. All right. Start around your shoulders and eventually work my way around your back. If I have to, I'll work around your neck area too. You ready? I'll start by pushing my thumbs around your shoulder blades and making little circles. Babe, I know it's a bit cold, but stay still. I can't help you if you squirm. Good boy. Just stay calm. I want to help you loosen your muscles, not torture you. Oh, trust me. I'll take the utmost care of you. Geez, your shoulders are riddled with knots. What are they making you do? Making you lift anvils all day? For your sake? I really hope I don't have to dig in too deep. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable while I do this. But, oh, by how your back feels, there might be a possibility. I have no idea how you're able to work when your back and shoulders are like this. You must feel like hell each day. How does it feel? Do you want me to put more pressure, or is it all right? All right. I'll keep going like this. I got home about 3 hours ago. And since you weren't home yet, I figured I'd bake a cake for you instead of buying one. I was just finishing decorating it when you got home. Hey. Have I told you lately how good you look from this angle? I mean, you look good from the front, but back here... God. I can barely describe how much I love it. These broad shoulders of yours. The strong back. And this very kissable neck of yours. Maybe I should give you hickeys all over your neck again like last year. That way you'll be forced to take time off for your health. Tempting. Very tempting. Regardless, if I do it or not, your neck is still irresistible to me. Okay. I'm going to move towards your spine now. I'll still use the same amount of pressure. You know, on second thought, maybe I will leave a little something. Maybe, a little bite mark. Don't worry. It's in a spot where nobody will bother to look. Nobody will even know it's there except for you and me. Jeez. This part of your back is as stiff as your shoulders. How the hell are you able to move? Let alone even able to function? You're always working so hard, babe. You need to tell them to slow it down or you'll get burned out. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. Oh, your neck is just so delicate. I can't help myself from wanting to kiss it, bite it, mark it. It's my reminder that you're mine. And a message to anyone who happens to see it when we're out. You like that, don't you? Does my sweet good boy love it when I mark him? It gets me so riled up whenever I see you blushing from them. I almost want to mark you even more and make you turn red as a beet. Are you getting excited from this? I can see by that bulge in your pants that you are. But I want to hear it slip from your lips. Tell me, are you enjoying me nipping at your neck? No, huh? Well, what if I were to stop then? What if I were to just continue massaging your back and only massage your back? What if, when I finish, we go and enjoy supper and your cake, and then go straight to bed afterwards? Would you want us to do that? And have your aching cock left untouched and unsatisfied? Think about it, babe. Would you not want me to plant hickeys and bite marks all over your neck? Would you not want me to tell you how much of a good boy you are, and then have me grab at your crotch and fondle you through your clothes? I'm sure you would love that. But you said you aren't enjoying me nipping your neck. So that means you must want me to stop. Right? Oh, so now you want me to do it. See, you should have just said yes in the first place. Maybe then I would have slipped out from behind you, pulled your cock out, and maybe sucked on it for a while. But no, I don't think I will. For now, all you get is little kisses and nibbles. Okay. I think this'll do for now. Why don't we go and get supper? Then try some of that cake. And afterwards, we can finish our massage in bed. Does that sound good? And if you're good, maybe we can play a little before we go to bed. Now come, let's get supper. So, what did you think, babe? Did you enjoy dinner? Good. I know it was quite a bit of food, but since it's your special day, I wanted to make all your favorites. Of course, I only had time to make you a small cake, but that's probably a good thing in the end. We wouldn't want you to get sick from eating too much. And also, your coworkers won't be bugging you all the time for having a slice of cake in your lunch for the next week or so. I didn't get to finish decorating it before you got here, so let me just get the whipped cream and do it now. Oops, silly me. I dropped the can on the floor. Oh no, I'm so clumsy. Let me just bend down and grab it before it rolls away. Huh? Oh my, how did I end up over here? And how on earth did your cock get out of your pants? Oh, just relax. I've got everything under control. How does that feel, huh? Is the whipped cream good enough as the lube? I'd say it is. Oh, fuck. But it doesn't last very long. Maybe I just need more. I think of this last year. This is delicious. Oh, shit. I feel like I can suck your soul out doing this. This was a genius idea. Babe, move your chair back a bit. How do my lips taste? Sugary sweet. What about my tongue? Suck on my tongue and see how it is. Oh. Does it taste good? Good. I knew it did. Don't you think about coming yet either. I'm just cleaning your dick off. I have a plan where I'm going to shoot your load. Are you close? I can feel you throbbing in my mouth. Just right on that edge. Oh, but don't come. Oh, and stop. I can't let you come just yet. Okay. Get back to the couch. Your cake can wait. I want you to have my cake. Come on, babe. I know you have a lot stored in those balls of yours. And I know you want to relieve that stress you have from work. So be a good boy and use my cunt as an outlet. I want you to pro bone me and release your stress. Do it now. Oh, yes. Oh, just like that. Oh, use me however you like. Oh, just make sure you release all that stress. Oh, you can go as rough as you want. You know I can take it. is like a fucking mattress. It'll take whatever you give it. Oh, come on, babe. I know you have a lot more power than that. Use me. Oh, those tend to be harder. Yes! Oh, this one's better! Oh, Tony! I'm gonna arrange my insides! I'm not asking you to! I'm telling you to do it! Good boy! Good boy! Oh, that is how you look at your stress! Keep fucking going! Oh, are you gonna come soon? I'm sure you will be. Oh, don't think of pulling out either. I want it all inside me. Oh, give me your whipped cream and fill this cake. Oh, Jordan. You do it. Oh, fuck, that felt great. No, don't pull out. I said earlier to not pull out. Oh, so even now. Oh, don't. Oh, I want it inside me for just a while longer. Oh, it feels nice. Having your cock inside me. Stretching me out just a bit. Oh, it's heavenly. Hey, do you think you can roll onto your side while still inside me? I'll let you backpack me. You can have your back against the rest, and me in front of you. Oh, there we go. That's it. Oh, shit. I can feel your cum dripping out of me. Oh, good thing we left this towel here. Otherwise, this couch would be ruined. So, did you like your gift? We haven't fucked in a while because of how busy you've been. So I thought, why not spice our sex up for your birthday? And that's when I thought I'd let you pro-bone me. As well as suck your cock with the whipped cream. You did very well, by the way. I knew you could do it. I didn't want you to hold anything back. I knew I could take whatever you could dish out. And I knew you had a lot. So, you know, fuck it. Let loose. Give it all you got. I do wish you could take it easier at work. But then that might mean we won't get to do something like this as often. Regardless, you still did great. Every thrust, oh, I felt it deep. All your stress, I could practically feel it behind every hit. And I loved it. You're such a good fucking boy for me. And I'm happy to do this kind of thing for you. I love you. I care for you. And I want you to be happy. You do that for me. So I'm going to do the same for you. Thank you for listening to me. Just like we both expected from you. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can feel your cock slipping out of me. Oh, maybe we should do round two once we get in bed. Nah. That can be for another time. Whenever we decide to get up, we'll go wash off. Maybe get some of the cake that I baked. Then just call it a night. Does that sound like a good idea? Perfect. But for now, I want to just lie here for a bit. You and me, snuggled together. Your cum still leaking out of my pussy. How much better can it be? Happy birthday, babe. Thank you so much for listening. This is Ame. And if you enjoyed this audio, please be sure to check out my subreddit, as well as potentially my Patreon and Fansly if you're feeling extra generous, or my website, where you can check out my catalog of audios or potentially get your own commission filled. So check those out. Bye.